What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning we are here, bettingpros.com, to find the podcast. If you don't find it on YouTube or wherever you get your audio podcasts, the offer $10 to win $150 is being brought to you by BetMGM. When you are a new user, use the promo code JUICE150 at BetMGM, betmgm.com. Okay, so it's a one-in-one night. Steph Curry, I'm going to call the Steph Curry loss a bad beat. Here's why. Steph Curry went 6 of 17 from behind the three-point line, but that's not why it was a bad beat. It was a bad beat because Steph Curry had six made threes going into the fourth quarter. He played the entire or most of the fourth quarter and did not hit one three. He attempted two threes, I believe, in the fourth quarter. So unfortunately, the Warriors get a win, so we are well on our way to cashing that over 47.5 win bet for the Warriors, but over 6.5 does not come in. He gets to 6. Now, if you bet that late, interesting movement with that. So the line opened at 6.5 minus 120. The pros came in and bet it down to 5.5. Then they came in, other pros came in and bet it over 5.5. So it was interesting. Where you got the number mattered. If you got over and it was plus money, 5.5 plus money. I said on the Discord channel, I was like, yeah, get in on that. That's great. So for a lot of you, you cashed that bet with plus money last night. For me, the hook gets me, unfortunately. And yeah, kind of stinks. There we go. So we go 1-1, Wisconsin with a miracle for us in college basketball. They were down 7 with like 4 to play, and they came back to cover, win by 5, and cover the 3.5-point line for us. Remember that when we're crying about bad beats, because that's a very fortuitous 1-1 night. Could have been an 0-2 night, easy. So 1-1 night, down, well, like 0.09, whatever it is, the juice, like nothing for last night. So pretty much a wash of a night heading into Thursday night football. Okay, so let's get to the bets here. Okay, I got two college basketball and one NFL bet to give you. However, here's what I am doing. I am going to wait before we bet the Vikings and the Steelers coming up here tonight. The line opened up at 3.5, and the professionals came in, they bet plus 3.5 because it's Mike Tomlin catching points on the road. He's very good at this situation where he rallies. The Vikings are playing without Adam Thielen, but they'll have Justin Jefferson, not going to have Dalvin Cook. It's a primetime game for Kirk Cousins. TJ Watt's going to be playing. This is what I want. I want 3.5. The current line is -3, -120. So I think we're going to get back off of 3. I think the public's going to bet the Vikings enough, or enough money will come in on the Vikings to get us back to 3.5. And then I'll take the Steelers at +3.5. Okay. But if it stays at 3 and doesn't move or goes down below 3 to the Vikings -2.5, I very well may come in and bet the Vikings. Okay. So I don't know what I'm doing yet exactly on this game, because I do think at 3.5, because the Vikings play every game tight, every game comes down to a field goal. Basically for the Vikings, it's a, you know, one score game every time. And I do think it's going to be a very tight game. You know, Steelers win against the Ravens last week, Ravens go for 2, you know, they could have lost the game, but you know, the Steelers were at home catching 4 points in that game. They win the game outright. Here, they're catching 3.5 points, but on the road this time, not at home, not a divisional game against a Vikings team in Mike Zimmer that I think they're reeling off of the loss to the Lions. Where are they psychologically? Where are they health-wise? Thielen's out, like I mentioned. You do have Jefferson, but again, Kirk Cousins in primetime, yikes, against that defense, getting after him. Again, if we get 3.5, I'm not going to make a bet yet until we get closer to the game here, okay? This is one of those games on a Thursday night. I think line movement matters. I think where the money comes in matters. I'm going to wait all the way till we get right before kickoff. So on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, or you can go underneath me. Sorry, my phone was ringing while I was doing this. Sorry. Underneath me here on YouTube for the link to get into the Discord channel to come in and be a part of this. So we will see where we're going to go with this coming up. I don't exactly know yet where I am going for this. I am leaning heavily towards Steelers plus 3.5, but I got to get it. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not buying it. It's minus 135 at most books to get it off of 3. It's the most expensive thing to do in the sports book is to move it, to buy it up from 3 to 3.5. I'm just not interested in doing that at the moment. So yeah, that is my opportunity here for that. So we'll jump in for that. Later on today, okay, later on today for one unit, we'll have a play. Hopefully Steelers plus 3.5. That probably, but it's got to get there. If it doesn't get there, I got to think about it because, again, if it goes under 2.5, I may be comfortable taking the Vikings minus 3 at home. So we'll kind of wait and see how this whole thing plays out. Okay, so let's get to a couple college basketball plays because that's obviously the play here. For football, we'll wait. I could have some player props as well going, depending on where we're going to go here. Could have some, we may bet the Roethlisberger, by the way, under a half a yard rushing. That very well might be a prop bet that we bet. Just it would be juiced to holy hell, but it's hit. I think, I don't know how many consecutive weeks in a row it's hit. He doesn't move. He can't move. So we may have that. So all in the Discord channel coming up before kickoff for Vikings Steelers. Okay, let's talk college basketball. Let's first start with Texas at Seton Hall. This number opened at 1. It's now 2.5. Seton Hall is at home. They're 4-3 against the number. Texas 4-3 against the number. At home, Seton Hall 3-1. Texas 0-1. Against the spread on the road. Texas last game out, destroyed Texas Pan American. They've played nobody since losing by 12 to Gonzaga. So now they're on the road. They played San Houston State, Cal Baptist, San Jose State, Northern Colorado, and then they've taken on one team, Gonzaga, and they lost by 12 as 7-point dogs. On the other side, Seton Hall has played Michigan, Ohio State, and Cal. Okay. They beat Michigan outright on the road as 8-point dogs. Huge win. They turned around and they lost to Ohio State by 3 as 2.5-point favorites. And then they won by 3 over Cal when they were laying 12. Wagner, last time out, they were favored by 18 points and they won the game by 22 points. And they played a nothing game last time out, won by 46 against a joke team. But this is a team in Seton Hall where they are physical. They rebound. They are a tough matchup at home. Texas is a bunch of transfers, and they're trying to throw. And Chris Beard's a very good coach, but they're trying to throw it all together. And I just think this game comes down to rebounding. And I just think this game comes down to where Seton Hall is on the glass, physical basketball. I'm catching 2.5 points at home with the more physical team in Seton Hall and a team that's already been tested against multiple high quality Division I opponents. I don't know if Texas is ready here to walk into this environment as to what they're going to be dealing with. Rocking atmosphere. Seton Hall, the Pirates fans are going to be going crazy. And I just think this Seton Hall team is gritty enough to scrape out potentially an outright win. But I got plus 2.5 here with Seton Hall. I think Texas is going to be a very good team come March. I just don't think they're there just yet. They got to get into conference play and go through the conference battles. This is one of the final non-conference games for these teams in the Big 12 before they wind up going into conference play. Big East is sneaky good this year. Seton Hall is better than their 21st ranking, in my opinion. They may be the better team in this game, to be quite honest. It's just forget the little number next to UT's name. I haven't played anybody. I like Seton Hall. Give me the home dog. Plus 2.5 Seton Hall for a half a unit. All right. Other half a unit. Let's go to Iowa State. This number is up to 4.5. Okay. Seeing a lot of pro and movement on this. Line opened up at 3. Now it's 4.5. Iowa State at home in Ames. TJ Otzelberger, who was here for UNLV. It's why I bet so much last year on UNLV. You guys know I'm a massive fan of Otzelberger, and I've known him for a very long time. Him and our families are our friends. I've known him. My daughter has played with his daughter. Like, I just have a very tight connection. Fran McCaffrey and I do not get along, at least not when I was covering Iowa, back in my days in Des Moines. I'm not a big fan of Fran McCaffrey, to be quite honest. Iowa is a team. They're 6-3 against the number. Iowa State 5-3 against the number. Iowa State's coming off that monster win against Creighton on the road as 5.5-point dogs. They won the game outright by 6. This team is undefeated Iowa State is undefeated. The folks in Ames, the Cyclone fans, are going crazy. Iowa has lost back-to-back games. Lost to Illinois as 3.5-point favorites at home. They lost to Purdue on the road as 15.5-point favorites. Dogs. They lost by 7. They covered, but they lost back-to-back outrights. Here comes the Cy-Hawk Trophy game. Here comes the rivalry game. Iowa's 2-0 on the road this year against the spread. Iowa State 2-3 so far this year at home. But this is where you have Hilton magic. All right. This is where Iowa State fans go crazy. The backcourt for Iowa is physical. I think the Hawkeyes, much like we're talking about with Seton Hall, I think Iowa State's just a tougher, more physical team than Iowa. And I think Iowa State's going to win a defensive battle. And I'm catching 4.5 points with a home dog in a rivalry game. I mean, you may get 5. You may get more than that. Look, Iowa offensively is a very good team. 90 points a game is third best in the country scoring wise. But Iowa State's going to take the air out of the ball. Yeah, look, you want to play the under 151? Go with the under. Don't hate that. Play the under if you want. I think under's in play. I'm just not betting totals right now. I mean, I've kind of like 86 myself from doing totals. So I don't mind that. 60 points a game given up by Iowa State. They're only scoring 75 points per game, but they're playing this grinded out style. That's how they're able to win games. They're just being more physical. Okay. You can go on the road to a place. You know, I know Creighton's very young. It's a huge win. You beat, you know, Greg McDermott's, Coach Otzenberger's, you know, mentor, goes there on the road, hostile environment, you know, good Jays team, not a great Jays team, but a good Jays team, and they win the game. Huge monster win for Iowa State there. Showed a lot of toughness, a lot of grit going into this. Rebounding wise, I just think Iowa State's going to do the little things here to keep this game close. I think it's a one possession game one way or the other. I got 4.5 points. Again, I'm taking a home dog, half a unit, Iowa State plus 4.5 here in the Cy-Hawk game against Iowa. Should be an awesome game. Cannot wait to watch this one with Iowa and Iowa State. It's a bummer that it's up against football, but two really good college basketball games to get into. I'm taking the points in both of them. I'm taking plus 2.5 Seton Hall at home against Texas. I'm taking plus 4.5 Iowa State at home against Iowa. Now, again, we're watching the NFL game, watching the line movement. My first read is over 3.5. It's plus 3.5 for Pittsburgh. Take the Steelers, but we're going to wait. A couple of player props I'll throw at you as well coming up in the Discord channel a little bit later on. So we will have more in action. We will have more play. I will give you for sure a bet on Thursday Night Football. Leaning plus 3.5 right now. If we get it again, we'll bet it for the Steelers, but we're taking two dogs in college basketball here on a Thursday. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.